Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
There's a lot in the air these days, literally. Respiratory illnesses like flu, COVID, and RSV are all on the rise in Milwaukee. Dr. Ben Weston, Chief Health Policy Advisor for Milwaukee County, joins me to talk about the many illnesses in the air right now and how you can stay safe. Dr. Weston, thank you so much for being here on Lake Effect.
It's good to be with you.
What are the variety of illnesses that we're seeing circulating in Milwaukee right now?
Well, we have a whole variety. I'm not sure how much time we have, but let's focus on a few of the ones that are a little more impactful. And so certainly we're seeing pretty significant rises in flu right now, as we do this time of year always. But then on top of that, we're also seeing a lot of rise in COVID. RSV levels, this is one that gives, again, flu-like symptoms, is really high right now in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin. And then we also are contending with norovirus. And if you're not familiar with norovirus, it probably means you haven't had norovirus recently because it's miserable and incredibly contagious. But we're seeing really high levels of norovirus. And that's one that comes with these sort of gastrointestinal symptoms that everybody loves hearing about on the radio, vomiting and all that kind of stuff. So these four things are probably the most predominant that are going around that kind of have a name. But then there's all the other junk that's out there, common cold and all that. And so if you haven't been sick in the last couple of weeks, you're pretty lucky.
As you look at the variety of things that we're seeing, what's most serious? I know RSV, depending on your age, can be very serious, but COVID as well, flu.
Yeah, it really depends. I would say the common factor between all of them are older or people with health conditions. So if you're in an older age group, you're more susceptible to all of these. If you have immunocompromise or lung conditions or things like that, you're more susceptible to pretty much all of these. Now, there are some special groups. RSV, we worry a lot about really young, like babies with RSV. That's why women who are toward the end of their pregnancy this time of year are eligible to get an RSV vaccine. That's a newer vaccine. It's not used as much as it should be. So if you fall into that category, you should certainly talk to your provider, to your OB or your family medicine doc about that. And then really young populations also for flu in particular, just smaller airways in little kids and babies. And so when those airways get inflamed and full of gunk, it can make it a lot harder to breathe. So there are certain populations with each of these that are more affected.
Mm. When it comes to norovirus, who should be most concerned there? Is it the same kinds of populations?
Yeah, it's the same kinds of populations. So with norovirus, a few important things to know. One is it's incredibly contagious. It's just actually a few viral particles, which when you think about it, that's not much, can make it contagious. And so being in the same room of somebody with norovirus, you can catch it. Now, the typical way to catch it is fecal-oral spread. I won't describe what that means, but if you think hard enough about it, you can probably figure it out. But that's why it's so important to wash your hands, especially after using the bathroom, before eating food. And we're talking about washing with soap and water for 20 long seconds, as opposed to just hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer actually doesn't work very well at all for norovirus. So this time of year, you want to be washing your hands. You want to be careful. But as far as the people who get more sick, what norovirus can do is it can really dehydrate you because it involves a lot of vomiting. And so if you, again, are in an older age group, if you're in a younger age group, if you have some sort of illness already that makes you more prone to dehydration or medications that make you more prone to dehydration, you can get pretty sick with it.
So what are the ways that we can avoid these diseases in general? You mentioned, of course, washing your hands for a good 20 seconds every time. What are some of the other ways?
Yeah, so general hygienic practices go a long way. So when we're talking about things like norovirus, really when we're talking about any of them, washing your hands is going to be really important at those key time periods around using the restroom or eating are kind of the key ones. And then, you know, if you're coughing or sneezing, try to do it into kind of the crook of your elbow as opposed to your hand or somebody else's face and things like that. And then just the general rule, if you can, if you're not feeling good, if you're sick, stay home. Nobody really wants you at work if you're coughing all over the place or sneezing all over the place or, you know, vomiting all over the place. And so those are some of the kind of common sense things to do. And then, of course, we can talk more about this, but three of these diseases are vaccine-preventable illnesses. And so COVID and flu vaccine is widely available for pretty much every age group, every person. RSV vaccine is a little bit more limited to older age groups or people with health conditions or, again, pregnant women in a certain stage of their pregnancy. And so a lot of these can be avoided with vaccines, and it's not too late. You know, we're already mid-January, but we're still seeing flu and COVID ramping up. And so getting your vaccine right now is not too late a time period to get it, to get protection.
If you're someone who is around a lot of young children, should you be considering getting an RSV vaccine?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the RSV vaccine is pretty limited in who can get it. And so it's going to be people who are in an older age group, 70, 75 and older. And then you can get a little bit younger if you have health conditions, around 65. And then it's pregnant women toward the end of their pregnancy, you know, this time of year in particular. It's not offered right now for kind of those middle age groups or for caregivers and things like that. I'm sure that's something they'll be watching. It's a newer vaccine to see if it would be effective in those age groups. But right now, the purpose of the RSV vaccine, as with the purpose really of all vaccines, is to avoid that severe disease, to keep you out of the hospital. And the people who are likely to end up in the hospital are in those age groups we talked about.
So if you are currently unvaccinated, where are some of the places you can go in Milwaukee to get a vaccination?
Yes. So, I mean, in Milwaukee, one of the best places to get a vaccination is the Milwaukee Health Department. So the Milwaukee Health Department offers vaccines, especially for people who have trouble accessing vaccines otherwise. So if you have a regular doctor that you see, if you have access to a pharmacy and you have insurance, that's an easy way to do it. You can pop into your local pharmacy. They'll give you the COVID vaccine. They'll give you the flu vaccine. They'll bill your insurance for it. But if you don't have those sort of means, if you don't have insurance, if you're underinsured, if you're worried about the cost, call the Milwaukee Health Department. They have a number of different sites around Milwaukee, and they're providing these vaccines as well to make sure that everybody is getting as protected as possible.
All right. Well, Dr. Weston, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your expertise.
It was my pleasure.
Dr. Ben Weston is the Chief Health Policy Advisor for Milwaukee County and the Medical Director for Milwaukee County's Office of Emergency Management.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.